Luke chapter 9, verse 23 through verse 26. Jesus is dealing with the conditions of discipleship. That's what we would like to preach about this morning, is this verse of scripture. Let's read and see what the Bible says. Luke 9 and 23, "And he said unto them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels." Can you say amen this morning? Amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. I would like to preach this morning on this phrase: give up, pick up, and keep up. Amen? Can y'all say give up? The Bible says deny himself. You got to give up. The Bible says take up his cross. Can you say pick up? Pick it up. Hallelujah. And then he said follow me. We got to keep up. Hallelujah. Give up, pick up, and keep up. Amen. I know that's a lot of ups this morning, but we had to get up this morning. Amen. And some of us may not wanted to, but we had to get up. And we're going up one day. We're going to be caught up. We're going up in the rapture. Matter of fact, they sang a song, said, "I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day." Said, "If you look for me and can't find me, I'm going to be caught up in the rapture with my Lord." Hallelujah. He said, follow me. We've got to keep up. He said, take up his cross daily. We've got to pick up that cross daily. Amen. The Bible says, deny himself. We have to give up. There's a lot of things that we have to give up. God is clear in his word, and God is not unfaithful, amen, to reveal unto man what he requires out of each and every individual. Amen. I thank the Lord that he is faithful to show us the life that we are to live. I'm so thankful. You know, we won't get to heaven with excuses. We might think that we will. You know, and I have seen people that can really make some excuses. And I have a daughter that can turn the tears on, you know, when she wants to go with daddy or wants to go with somebody or grandma, or, I mean, wants to do something, and that big two-letter word comes out. No, I mean the tears start flowing, man. And she's over at Children's Church this morning, but I mean, she can really turn it on and really make some good excuses on this, that, or the other, you know. And when something's not done right, or mama's kind of getting on her case, man, I mean, she can come up with excuses. And it's just something we're dealing with right now, you know. You just kind of got to go through those times, I guess. But we're trying to figure out who she gets it from, but you know, that don't matter. We can argue about that all day, you know. And but the Bible says, deny himself. You know, in every man and woman, there's that desire. There's that overwhelming desires. There's that personality in some that is dominant and control. And I believe God gives that to us. God made us the way we are. Amen. But when sin gets in the reins, you're in trouble. Amen. Just like I've had a horse. I used to have horses. Y'all know that. Some of y'all might not have, but I had a horse that I loved, you know, that horse about killed me because it had so much strength that it could kill me. But the strength wasn't under control. But when that strength got under control and we got that horse broke down, and he loved to ride. Man, I loved to ride that horse. He was, you know, real smooth rider. And you know, when you got this bouncing around, you don't always like to bounce around all the time, you know. And so he was real gated, if you know what that means. And And a man gave him to me. The warden of the prison gave that horse to me. And the first time I touched that horse, I don't think he had ever been touched by a man. And he didn't act like he had ever been touched. We just corralled him up in the trailer, just ran him up in there, you know, and just he's a kicking and going on. And that was the start. And my wife thought he was going to kill me. And matter of fact, one day she was screaming at me and said, you know, you're going to die. But when we got that under control, when we got it under control, brother and sister, I loved him. Amen. And he was amazing. And that's the way it is in our life. Things that are out of control. Amen. Maybe desires that are out of control. If you can get it under control, it's the most wonderful thing that God ever gave. Amen. God blessed us with desires. Man has desires. Woman has desires. Amen. And if they're out of control, it'll destroy a life. It'll destroy a family. It'll destroy a marriage. It'll destroy a mind. It'll destroy a soul in hell ultimately. But brother, if you can bring it under control, it'll carry you anywhere you want to. It'll encourage you when you're down. It'll comfort when you're low. Amen. And you know, God made us that way. There's so many things that we must bring in control. You've got to give up. There's a song that says, give up. You know it. And let Jesus take over. Amen. Give up and let Jesus take over. He said, deny himself. I'm preaching this morning on give up, pick up, and keep up. Hallelujah. Deny himself. This self-denial is not an easy thing. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. You've got to bring it under control. You've got to get it under control. Amen. There's so many things, and I don't want to get off, you know, go too far this morning. I'd like for the Lord to help us and meet us in these altars. I want to give up. It's a wonderful thing when God's in control of a life. I said there's not a more beautiful picture when God's in control of a life. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 14, amen, he said, if any man come to me, hate not his father, his mother, his wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. You know, Christ is teaching us the cost of religion. It'll cost you something. True religion, amen, is not cheap. It's free, but it's not cheap. Amen. It cost Jesus his life. Amen. And I know we live in a day and hour where it's a name it, claim it. Amen. I mean, I heard one preacher say, he said, they ain't preaching nothing but love, peace, and chicken grease. I said, that's about right. I mean, just, you know, say it and you got it. Amen. Name it and you got it. But I'm telling you, amen, that's not the religion that grandma had. Can I get a witness? Amen. It cost us something. It cost us something today. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 said, for if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Amen. Through the Spirit, we've got to have the power of God and the Spirit of God to help us to give up. Amen. The Bible tells us also in Romans 13 and 14, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The power that is in us to control, amen, is the same power that is in us to destroy ourselves. Amen. The Bible said they put those bits in horses' mouths. Amen. That horse has so much strength. Amen. But that beast is tamed and carries man and is a friend of man. Amen. That ship is a mighty vessel, but left alone to the wind. Amen. And not brought under control of the master of the ship and the captain of the ship. It will surely dash itself upon the rocks. I wish I could get young people to understand today. God gives us desires, but you got to get those desires under control. God gives you motivation, but you got to get that motivation directed. God will give you a ship on life. Amen. But can I get a witness today? You'll find yourself dashed on the rocks of sin if you don't have a captain. Amen. That'll sail through the storms. Amen. And sail through the waters. Amen. And leads you sometimes where you don't want to go. Hallelujah. Many a ships have wrecked on the rocks because they was out of control. Many of horses cannot be tamed. Amen. I'm not saying they can't be tamed. Amen. They can be, but have been turned loose. Amen. And let go. And they're useless to society. They're useless to mankind. Amen. Because they're out of control. My Lord, help me. I don't know how I got off on horses this morning, but I had a horse one time. He was my brother's horse, and I ended up with him. And he was a bucking horse. And I got bucked off one time, and he had to go. And so, you know, I got right back up on him. It wasn't, you know, but we, you know, this big old boy hitting the ground is not always the best thing. And nothing broke or nothing like that. But man, I mean, I come off of him. And I rode him several times, you know, when he would start that wildness. And, but I got rid of him. And that horse, you know, he just had a spirit in him that I couldn't get control of. And I'm not the best anyways, you know. I'm kind of, you know, babyfied at some of that stuff, you know. I just don't know enough, you know, or didn't at the time. And I got rid of that horse and got rid of it, and I got word back that he killed a man. That horse killed a man. And, you know, because he was wild, they end up putting that horse down. But that's what sin will do, and that's what desires will do, young people. If you can get it under control, it's the most amazing thing. He was beautiful. I loved him. He had an Arabian in him. He had real long mane. His tail would drag the ground. And but that's what lust will do. But lust brought under control is a wonderful thing. That's what anger will do. But anger brought under control can motivate a person to get things done, amen, that they never would have done. Amen. That's what greed will do. But greed brought under control, amen, by the power of God, will cause somebody to better themselves and get a better job. Amen. Maybe not the true meaning of greed, because greed is on the wrong side. Amen. But the basis behind that motivation in our life. We've got to give up. That horse has to give up, friend. It's got to give itself to the owner. Who's your owner this morning? I'm telling you, I want the Lord to be my owner. I want the Lord to have the reins. Amen. There's a song that said, something within me got a hold of the reins. Something within me, amen, controls. You know, God gives every one of us desires and wants and things in our life. But out of control, it will destroy us. The Bible said, give up. Amen. Deny ourselves. We must deny ourselves. Amen. It seems like that's all we do, because this flesh constantly rises up. Paul said, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. I mean, Paul was a prestigious man. He was a leader in the Jews. Amen. He was a man that they looked up to. A young man that was a member of the Sanhedrin. This was the elite Jewish people. And he was young. Amen. The Bible said they laid them coats down at a young man's feet. He was young. Amen. And God got a hold of his life. Amen. And the Bible says, he said, he showed me how great things. He told Ananias, he said, I have showed him how great things he must suffer for me. Amen. Paul gave it up, and yeah, he went through shipwrecks. Paul gave it up, and they tried to stone him. Paul gave it up, and they thought he was dead one time. Paul gave it up, and they tried to kill him. They hated him so much. I'm talking about give up this morning. Amen. What do I give up? I'm telling you, God will tell you what to give up. Amen. God will show you what to give up. God's not unrighteous. Every one of us know. We know in our heart what we've got to give up. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 4, amen, that we no longer live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Hallelujah. They got those horses trained. I'm talking about just one whistle, and man, here he'll come. You know, I had a horse, and I thought I was going to keep him and stuff, and and I'd ride him and do good and all that. And finally, when it come down to it, I figured out that I wasn't going to be able to keep this horse because we had some land leased and all that. And so I advertised that horse for sale. Now, you got to realize I used to ride him all the time. And some of y'all probably rode him, but I mean, I got to riding that horse just about every day. And then I didn't ride him for like 6-8 months. Well, that's about the worst thing for him sometimes. Now, I advertised this horse. I thought, man, I ain't even been out there to see him. I don't even know. I ain't even been out there in months. Well, this guy said, man, I want to come look at him. And I thought, Lord help us. I ain't even seen this horse. I'm going to go out there and pick him up. He's going to kick us and paw at us and all this stuff, you know. And we pulled up. And I hollered, and man, here he come a-running, just trotting through that pasture. Me and this man come in the gate. And I thought, woo, there's plus one. Start counting the hundreds. Here we go. And he said, I told him, I said, it's been, you know, months since I've been out here. I don't know how he'll act. And so he said, man, he come right to you. Come right up to me. I grabbed him. I saddled him up. He never kicked. He never twisted. I said, Lord, you're trying to bless me. The angels must have just been holding him down right then. But I saddled him up, jumped on him, rode him around, tried to run. This man got on him, rode him around. He said, man, I want this horse. I got one more thing I want to try. I want to load him in the trailer. I thought, man, I wish you'd have counted that money out before we tried to put him in the trailer. And I said, come on, boy, let's go get in the trailer. Went over and he just jumped right up in that trailer. Made me want to change my mind and keep him. But brought under control the power that he had. He could have kicked us. He could have pawed at us. He could have done whatever he wanted to. He had way more power than us, but it was brought under control. And I'm telling you here this morning, friend, you've got the power to make your own decisions. You've got the power to turn against God and go your own way. You've got the power to rule and buck and kick. Amen. You've got the power. You can submit and say yes to God. I'm going to give up. I'm preaching this morning on give up, pick up, and keep up. It's our choice. Amen. But when God brings us under control and the Holy Ghost gets on us, amen, the Holy Ghost has control over us. It's a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. And brings praise and glory to God. Give up this morning. Can somebody say give up? And let Jesus take over. The Bible says pick up that cross. Amen. We've got to pick up. We've got to put on God. We've got to put on the new man. We've got to pick up our cross. That cross bearing is not a fun thing for the flesh. You know everybody has a cross. You know every one of us have a cross that we must bear. God gives us a cross that we must bear. Amen. But I want to tell you this morning, that cross is our salvation. Because if it was not for that old rugged cross, amen, we would not be saved. If it wasn't for him bearing the cross for us, we would not be saved. And many times we want to shirk. Amen. We want to back up from the cross and say, oh no, I don't want to take up my cross. Amen. Young men, we must learn, amen, to pick up the cross daily. Did you hear that when Jesus said it in our scripture text? He said, deny himself and take up his cross daily. It's a daily job to pick up that cross. Amen. And that rich young ruler came to Jesus and he said, amen, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, you know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said, Master, all these I've kept from my youth up. Jesus said, the Bible said, Jesus beholding him loved him and said, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven and come, take up. I'm preaching on pick up now. Hallelujah. Pick up the cross and follow me. We've got to pick up that cross. Amen. God has a plan for our life. He's saying, I know you've done good. I know you've kept the commandments. I know you've done the best
you can, but I've got one more thing for you to do. It's time for you to pick up the cross. It's time to carry the cross, friend. We've got to carry the cross all the way to heaven because it's our salvation. The song said, amen, I will trade the old cross for a crown. Amen. Cross bearing is not easy. It's not fun. It's hard on the flesh. Everybody looks at us and says, you're carrying that. You're living that life. Look how much easier you can have it. Look how much funner you can have it. But that's a lie of the devil.
Man dreamed a dream, and I've told this before, but he dreamed a dream that he was, you know, on his way to heaven. And he had a cross. And his cross got heavy. And he thought, you know, I'm just going to cut a little bit of this cross off where it's not so heavy. And he just cut a little bit of that cross off. He goes on a little ways, and the story says, Brother Bobby, in the dream, he said, I'm just going to cut a little more off. It's a little heavy. Every time when he would put that cross on, you know, when you're carrying something heavy and it gets lighter, it seems so much easier. Man, that feels so much good. But in the process of life, it got heavier and heavier and heavier. And I'm telling you, friend, I'm not watering it down this morning. That cross that you bear sometimes will get, oh, so heavy. I've seen brothers and sisters come to the house of God carrying that cross. And oh, it was so heavy. I've seen moms and dads carrying that cross, and oh, it was so heavy. I've seen wives carry that cross, and oh, it was so heavy. I've seen husbands carry that cross, and oh, it was so heavy. But then that dream, he just kept cutting a little bit off, just a little bit at a time, making it lighter. Finally, he got to the end of it. And he realized, he saw that there was a great gulf up there, a chasm that he had to cross. And he watched in front of him. Y'all have heard the story. In the dream, he watched in front of him. People would come. They would lay their cross down and use it as a bridge and go into heaven. He got so excited because he had not laid his cross down. And he come up there. But when he began to measure it, sister, when he tried to put it was too short. It wasn't long enough to cross over. Now I'm telling you this morning, amen, some may have heavier crosses, so to speak, and some may feel like it's just too hard for me to serve God. And I'm preaching to you this morning, amen, if you can just carry that cross, one day you won't be sorry when you get to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. You won't be sorry for the trials that you faced. You won't be sorry for the hard times that you went through. Amen. When that cross that you carried takes you all the way to heaven. You know, God puts trials in our life to make us and keep us where we're supposed to be. He puts hard times in our life to help us in our life and to make us what we're supposed to be. Can I get a witness this morning? Hallelujah. I'm preaching this morning on give up, pick up, and keep up. You get in that hard time in your life, amen, you say, man, I'm going to let go of this cross. This cross is just a little bit too heavy. Oh, God, there's people that have let go of the cross, and they got to the end of their life. And, oh, they wish they could have went back and picked it up because it was their salvation in the end. I remember I was preaching in Africa, and there was a man that was interpreting for me. And he had been a Muslim. He was now a preacher of righteousness. Great preacher. He was my interpreter. And it was like a preacher's meeting type thing. And so I was preaching about the cross. And I had a cross and I was talking about how that, you know, we got to carry this cross. And it was a subject. I mean, they was prepared for it. We had printouts and all that. And you know, it's just kind of quiet and dry, maybe like this morning. But, you know, just mild and calm, and that's rarity for services over there. I mean, they're getting in. I mean, they're wild, wide open. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I love it. Hallelujah. But this man's a preaching with me, and and the Spirit of God come on us. Hallelujah. And he began to get anointed with me, and he used to be a Muslim. And, he had come away from that and was serving the Lord. And I was talking about the cross. I was talking about the cross in our life. And I said to the crowd,
I said, what does the cross mean to you? And he didn't say nothing. And I turned and looked at him. He's holding, we had a little bit of cross, you know, just for illustration. You know, probably, I don't know, maybe this tall, just a light little piece of stick, you know. And I said, what does the cross mean to you? I'm preaching it. It's quiet. And I looked at him and he's just weeping. He's holding the cross. And he's crying. He's holding the cross. He said, the cross means to me life. He said, oh, I would be lost this morning if it wasn't for the cross. I'd be lost this morning if it wasn't for the cross. And the Spirit of God had got on him. Amen. And instead of interpreting, he became one of the listeners. And the Spirit of God had touched him. And I wish the Lord would help us this morning and touch us. Amen. What does the cross mean to you? I know it's heavy. I know sometimes it's hard to bear. I know sometimes it's not easy to bear that cross. I know sometimes it seems like it'd be either easier just to lay it down or cut some of it off. Excuse me this morning. I'd like to preach to you. Pick it up. Pick up that cross, boys. Pick up that cross, brother. Hallelujah. Oh, this cross is heavy. Pick it up, brother. Hallelujah. Give up and pick up. Pick up that cross, sister. Hallelujah. Oh, I'd rather take the easy road. Pick up that cross. Oh, I look at others that have it easier. No, pick up that cross this morning. He said, if any man will come after me, deny himself. Give it up. Give it up. Hallelujah. And pick it up. Pick up that cross this morning. Amen. Don't lay it down. Don't, amen, let the devil talk you out of it. There's not an easier road. It might be easier for the present, young people, but if in the end it's not. Amen. And then follow me. I'm done preaching this morning. The Bible says follow me. Keep up. Hallelujah. Keep up. Follow me. Sometimes we let distance get between us and God. Sometimes we let, amen, distance get between us and God. Brother, I'm telling you, when you let distance get between you and God, when we let distance get between us and God, we get in trouble right there. Amen. Get close to Him and stay close to Him. Hallelujah. I know we can't always do the best and we disappoint ourselves so many times. Amen. But the Bible said when Jesus was arrested, that right before Jesus was arrested, He told Peter, He said, you're going to deny me three times. Peter was faithful. Peter didn't want to backslide. Peter did not. He had no intentions of giving up. I don't believe that. I don't believe he thought back and said, you know what? I'm going to plan this out and I'm going to turn my back on God. And I'm, you know, no, I don't believe he planned it out. I believe that he had full intentions. And many times we have full intentions. Amen. But the devil, hallelujah, is so strong. Amen. And the Bible says that he said, three times, you'll deny me three times before the rooster crows in the morning. Amen. Before, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning when those roosters rise early in the morning. I mean, some of those roosters, those old roosters, I figured out, amen, those old roosters, they like to crow real early. I started getting a young one. Hallelujah. He'd get a little old, I'd get me another young one. They like to crow real early in the morning. He said, before the rooster crows in the morning, you'll deny me three times. Me? Not me. Yes, Peter, you. They come and arrested him. He was full of fire, and I'm almost done. Sister Bethany's getting ready. He pulled that sword out. He wasn't planning to give up. He was going to fight to the end. I'm preaching on keep up this morning. But what happened? The Bible said Peter followed afar off. That's where we mess up so many times. Instead of staying close, y'all want to help me preach this morning? Come on, Clinton, just walk around. You're the Lord this morning. You didn't know that? You're Jesus this morning. Amen. I don't know if you act like Him or not. Amen. But we're supposed to stay as close as we can to the Lord. And just keep walking. Just walk circles. Amen. Just like you're doing. And so many times in life, brother, we'll, you know, get sidetracked. Oh, and we'll try to keep up. Amen. And before we know it, the Lord's way down there. We, you know, have to catch up. Hallelujah. Keep on walking. Oh, that wasn't too bad. And then the next time, we'll let the distance get far. Are y'all still with me this morning? Hallelujah. Are y'all still with me this morning? I'm preaching on keep up. Give up, pick up, and keep up. And before we know it, where's He at? What happened to him? He was just right here. Peter followed afar off and he denied the Lord three times. Amen. But the Bible said when he showed himself on that, thank you, brother. Amen. He showed himself that he said, do you love me more than these? He said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, feed my sheep. The Bible said he asked him the second time, lovest thou me more than these? Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Feed my lambs. Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these, Lord? The Bible said he was grieved. God help us to get grieved. God help us to have sorrow unto repentance. God help us to be touched with the words of the Lord. Hallelujah. He was grieved and said, you know all things. You know I love you. He said, feed my sheep. He said, when you was young, they carried you. You went where you wanted to, but when you're old, they'll carry you where you don't want to go. I'm telling you, young people, we go where we want to. I know we're still under our parents and all, but we go where we, if I want to walk here, I'll go. But there's a day we can't see it and it'll go just like that they'll pick us up and carry us. I've seen them take people that were strong, amen, from a hospital bed to a chair. From a chair to, and it goes by just like that. He said, Peter, there'll come a day. You go where you want to go now, but there'll come a day where you won't be, they'll carry you where you have to go. And the Bible said when he had said thus, he said, follow me. Keep up, Peter. Now you follow me now. Keep up. Give up this morning. Somebody in this house needs to give up this morning. We all need to give up. And we need to pick up. Pick up that cross. Carry it. And then last of all, keep up. Follow me. Keep up. Keep up. Church, keep up with the Lord, church. Stay in tune with the Lord, church. Young people, keep up with the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Do you feel the Lord here this morning? Hallelujah. Don't you want to keep up this morning? Said, I started out for the Lord a long time ago. And I've been walking this journey a long time. I've had some low times and I've had some high times. I've had some good days and I've had some bad days. I've had some sunny days, brother, and I've had some rainy days. Hallelujah. I've had days where I sat at the table and ate so much, hallelujah, couldn't even eat it all. God's blessings was just poured out. But I've had days where I wondered if I was going to have anything today. I've had times, brother, where the Spirit of God was there, the presence of God, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. And there have been times I didn't feel Him as close. Amen. But you know what we got to do? We got to keep up. We got to keep on walking. We can't stop this morning. Hallelujah. God wants us to follow in His steps. He wants us to do His will. God has a perfect will for every one of our lives. God has a perfect will for this young man. God has a perfect will for every man, woman, boy, or girl. He has a plan for our life. He has a purpose for our life. And I just simply come this morning to preach to you. Give up. What is it that you need to give up? What is it that means so much to you that you can't give up? We need to pick up. Pick up that cross. I'd like to encourage you, church, this morning. Carry that cross. Carry it, brother and sister. I know it's not easy, but carry it. Carry it in the presence of God. Carry it in the presence of the enemy. Carry it with a smile on your face. Carry it. Carry that cross. Pick it up and carry it. Don't lay it down. Follow on. Keep on. Stand together with me this morning. Well, every head's bowed and every eye closed. The church would just pray for me this morning. You're here this morning. That cross is heavy. That burden is heavy. I want to tell you something, son, daughter, ma'am, woman, sir, ma'am, brother, sister. I want to tell you this morning, God loves you. He cares so much about you, you can't imagine. I want to tell you something, you're beautiful to God. You're beautiful to the Lord. You're beautiful to Him. And He loves you. He cares about you. Devil says, oh, look at you, look at you, look at you. Devil is lying. You're beautiful to God. You're wonderful to Him. He cares so much. Look at what He's investing in you. You're here this morning. You say, Brother Sam, pray for me. I need prayer. Would you just slip your hand up? I don't want to embarrass nobody. Just slip it up. Say, Brother Sam, I need prayer this morning. I'm struggling in my life. I'm struggling in my heart. I'm struggling in my soul. Would you just lift your hand and say, pray for me this morning. I need God to help me. Yes, I see that hand. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Anybody else? Just slip it up and slip it down. I'm not here to embarrass no one. The Lord sees. Yes, sir. God sees it. Hallelujah. She sang that song, Nobody Ever Cared. My Jesus, He cares. Someone to care. Someone to share all your troubles like nobody else can do. Oh, He'll come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. And He cares for you. While she sings this morning, I'd like to pray with you if you need special prayer. Hallelujah. I know we're out of time this morning, but we have time for prayer. Somebody like to have prayer this morning, I'd like to take time to pray with you, no matter your need. Open up these altars and ask you to come. The church is coming. Amen. Want you to come too. We'll pray with you. You raised your hand. You have special prayer. Need your family. Children, your life. Circumstances, trials. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.